I have to be honest. Now that I have reached this point in my life, I think of my demise more often than I ever did. And I have to wonder, what about my death gives meaning to my life today? Have you ever thought about it? What about your death? In what ways is death inviting you to live more fully, to connect more deeply with others, to love more freely and completely? I don't want to face my death any more than you want to face yours. And yet today, Good Friday, it sets death right smack in our face. Good Friday always does that. Today, death takes center stage. Good Friday is always a difficult day. No one escapes it, not even Jesus. But it's on this day that Emmanuel, God with us, takes on its deepest meaning and significance. Jesus is never more real, more human, more embodied, more identified with us than he is on the cross. Jesus is never more present to us and our suffering and our death than he is on Good Friday. It's not at his birth or at his teachings and preaching or the miracles he performs or even his resurrection. It's on the cross. It's in his suffering and dying that Jesus is most like us. We can hear the crowd shouting, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself. Come down from the cross. If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." But he doesn't. He can't. He can no more save himself from death than we can save ourselves. He is as powerless to avoid death as we are. I have no answers or explanations for this day, and I won't try to give you any. If I did, that would be denying you something of value, your life. Besides, I think all of our theologies and about the crucifixion and our attempts to make sense of it, our desire to wrap it in a neat and acceptable package are, at some level, all about our fear of death and our attempt to avoid it. But we can't. None of us will. Today holds that truth before us. On Good Friday, we face our lack of control and our powerlessness over death. It is the cross standing before every one of us today. Let's not ignore the truth before us today. Death is real, and death is unavoidable. That's how it was for Jesus. Why would it be any different for any of us? Do not, however, let the truth of this day, this Good Friday, lead you to despair or hopelessness. Do not let it cause you to give up. Do not let the finality of death nullify your life today. The American philosopher's name is John Caputo. He wrote in his book called Hoping Against Hope. This is what he wrote. We should not let the reality of death diminish or negate our lives. It should intensify them. Mortality is what gives life its vitality. Death is the frame around the picture of our life. It holds before us what is. It focuses our attention. It intensifies and prioritizes what really matters. That this life does not last forever, does not diminish its value. It gives life ultimate value. The temporary nature of our life means that this one moment, this now, is priceless. I think that's what Jesus knew and why he lived the way he did. He took no person, no thing, no day for granted. His life was intense, his love was passionate, his presence was powerful. There was deep meaning and significance to who he was and everything that he did. He lived as he did, not in spite of his coming death, but rather because he knew his death was coming. And so was ours. We live in the shadow of the cross. I wonder what that means for you today. I wonder what it might mean for your relationships, for your priorities. What does it mean to the values that you hold or claim to hold? What does it mean to all the ways that you love? All the ways that you forgive and show up for others? What does it mean to the places where you invest your time and your money and effort? And this Good Friday, we should ask ourselves, is our life taking the shape and direction we want to? Is there meaning and significance in our life and what we're doing about it? Is there a feeling of beauty and presence? Do we live with awe and wonder? Are we filled with gratitude and appreciation? Are we living today as if it is the only and most important day of our life? Good Friday says it is. This is that day. Every day is. Amen.